Our third story this hour. In Bahrain, five anti-regime activists have been sentenced to 5 years in jail, each on terrorism charges. The defendants were accused of plotting to disrupt the 2013 Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix by allegedly planting a bomb at the circuit. Two female activists were among the defendants. The Bahrain Youth Society for Human Rights said they were detained during a protest near the circuit and had complained of being tortured by the security forces. Days ago, another court in Bahrain sentenced 12 anti-regime protesters to life in prison as part of mounting pressure on dissidents in the Persian Gulf nation. The tiny Sunni-ruled kingdom, which is home to the US Fifth Fleet, has struggled with unrest since mass pro-democracy protests erupted there in 2011. Amnesty International has time and again denounced the relentless repression of Bahraini anti-regime protesters. From San Jose, I'm joined by Professor William Beeman. Welcome, sir. Professor, how do you see the recent developments in Bahrain? How much has the situation tipped in favor of the people or the regime?
Well, the regime keeps repressing the people. I should note that from the news feeds that I've seen that the people who were arrested in this latest arrest were actually being arrested for activities that took place last year. What the Bahrain government is trying to do is it's a large auto race, and they're trying to restore the reputation of the race and give a positive feed to the world news media about this race. And so they're using precautionary measures, trying to arrest people who they claim have done something in the past in order to be able to give warning to potential protesters for this year. I should also say that Reporters Without Borders have also condemned just today the Bahrain government for arresting news reporters who are trying to report on government activities. So the government oppression continues, and it doesn't seem to be stopping. And the problem, of course, is that international governments, especially the United States, failed to condemn this.
And why is it that the Bahraini revolution isn't treated like the other uprisings in the Arab world?
Well, quite honestly, the United States is always taking the lead in the Middle East. We are the United States is the one nation that has the greatest interest in Bahrain because of the stationing of the Fifth Fleet in the Persian Gulf in Bahrain. And if the United States did not have this port for the Fifth Fleet, they would have no naval port at all in the Persian Gulf. Before this took place, the United States had to have long supply lines from Diego Garcia and Tristan da Cunha in the Indian Ocean. So the U.S. is desperate to keep this port in Bahrain, and for this reason, they don't criticize the government for its oppressive activities.
All right, we'll leave it there. Professor William Beeman from San Jose, as always, thanks for your thoughts, sir.